Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
So we're just going to sit here and let Jay-Z grow dreads? Ain't nobody going to say nothing?
He really is.
Ain't nobody going to say that don't look good on you?
I like his baby blue suit, though.
I'm just saying.
Can somebody,
one of his men say, Jay, could you cut that? No, but seriously, Dame Dash, interview yesterday was a weird interview. He apologized to Jay-Z, Jim Jones, and Kareem Biggs.
Yeah, he was making amends.
A strange interview. He was in the dark room in a chair. He was slumped over, and he apologized. I don't get it. There's more to this story.
Well, when you make amends, I just wonder if, has he ever had issues with drinking too much? Like, is he in AA?
I don't know.
When you make amends like that, one of the steps that you do?
Some people keep saying he was forced to do it. The Illuminati made him do it. It's a crazy story because I've never seen him like this. If you know Dame, he's arrogant.
He's very arrogant.
He's full of himself. And
yes.
He doesn't apologize for anything he says.
Nothing.
In this interview, in this dark room, it wasn't him. I don't know who that was I watched. Dame Dash apologized to Jay-Z, Jim Jones, Kareem Biggs. They're saying it because of the Rock Nation party at the Grammys. Everyone was there enjoying life, and he felt that he should have been there. Maybe that got to him.
Oh, that could have got to him. I mean, you know,
he's one of the crew.
He is one of the crew. He was one of the crew.
One of the originals.
But, yeah.
That interview is scary to me. I don't know what's going on.
That's very, very interesting, Buck. Very interesting. So, Miranda Lambert, who was married to The Voice's Blake Shelton, had a heated exchange with a couple dining at a Nashville steakhouse, and things got so nasty, she dumped a salad on a woman. Right on her head. Sources close to Miranda say the food fight went down at the Stony River Steakhouse, where the singer was dining with her mom and a family friend, and we're told an older man started beefing with Miranda's buddy, and things started spiraling downward. Law enforcement sources say cops responded to a call about two guys fighting, but by the time they arrived there, Miranda and her party were gone, and as for Miranda, she felt compelled to dump her dinner on the woman.
The whole set.
Yeah, and the woman's husband picked a fight with Miranda's friends, which started in the men's restroom with wisecrack about millennials and their phones and everything else. It's like an older guy. So, yeah, man, she dumped a salad all over the lady's head.
There's no French dressing. That French dressing make a mess.
That's a mess. Or if it's Russian
or if it's blue cheese. Yeah, a little balsamic might not be too bad.
It might not be too bad. It may not mess your hair up that bad,
but you get
some chunky stuff
in there.
Oh, man.
Forget it. That's
That's a problem.
Oh, man. So apparently some parents here in the United States say that their kids have started talking with British accents because they're mimicking what they hear on shows like Thomas and Friends and Peppa Pig.
Of course we do. What in the hell? Can you imagine?
So these kids are watching shows like Peppa Pig, and instead of learning like tomato, they're hearing tomato, and they're hearing things like zebras.
But you know what's really funny? It's like if you go to England, you start talking like them. You know how Madonna did that? Like, I lived there for 6 months. I started talking like them.
I think it's great. You get to broaden your horizons.
But if you're a parent and you're worried about your kid having that accent permanently, psychologists weighed in, and they say that your kid will eventually drop it.
Yeah, well,
totally. So until then, just enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
Probably hanging around people you talk like them. I've been hanging around Rex for a long time, and now I'm saying I ain't got.
You're so funny, bud. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You can leave.
Lord have mercy.
You can go home.
Yeah.
And another Jackson says, well, this time, Wade Robson's Leaving Neverland abuse claims are all lies. So she's saying, how come he failed to say that he didn't date me, that he dated me?
Wait, who's talking about? Who said this?
Brandi Jackson.
Oh, Brandi Jackson.
Jackie
okay.
Jackson's daughter.
Okay.
So, yes. Oh, now I got the New York accent, Genesis.
That's so crazy.
I think I was that kid when I was younger. Yeah, so she's saying that, you know, but it's a family thing. We never know.
Crazy stuff.
What really happened.
Well, that is the Ish You Missed.